Good morning. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. The first disturbing sign of communal backlash surfaced in grief-soaked Negombo, a picturesque coastal town on Sri Lanka's west coast and north of Colombo, when several Pakistani refugees were violently attacked by locals. Hundreds of them started fleeing Negombo on Wednesday on buses organized by community leaders. At least 800 men, women and children, all asylum seekers living in small rental homes on dole provided by the United Nations Human Rights Council, were asked to get out of the temporary homes by their Sinhalese, Christian and Muslim landlords, who feared they may have terrorist links. The army on Thursday began the process to recruit women as jawans or soldiers for the first time, with the eventual aim to constitute 20% of the military police cadre from their ranks. The armed forces have till now inducted women only as officers and have not allowed them to join the fighting arms like the infantry, armoured corps and artillery or serve on operational warships. Women number just about 1,500 in Army, 1,600 in the Indian Air Force and 500 in the Navy, in the 65,000 strong officer cadre in the over 14 lakh armed forces. The government last year had announced that women would be inducted as soldiers or personnel below officer rank in the military police from 2019 onwards. Sexual harassment complaint against CJI Ranjan Gogoi took on a larger dimension on Thursday, with the Supreme Court appointing former Supreme Court Judge A.K. Patnaik to probe, with the help from the CBI, Intelligence Bureau and Delhi Police, a lawyer's allegations that a gang of fixers in league with disgruntled and dismissed SC employees were attempting to manage benches and frame the CJI. Though it requested Justice Patnaik to go to the root of the allegations regarding bench fixes, the SA did not fix a time frame for completion of the inquiry, given the complexity of Advocate Utsav Singh Ben's charge that fixers in league with disgruntled and dismissed SA employees had ganged together to frame the CJI and defame him. The Aam Aadmi Party has decided to pitch its entire election campaign on the single point of seeking full statehood for Delhi. Accordingly, its manifesto released on Thursday makes a string of promises that can be fulfilled if Delhi is granted full statehood. Three of these: 85% seats for Delhi students in all city colleges, guaranteed college admission to students of Delhi schools securing over 60%, and 85% reservation for local youth in government jobs prioritize the rights of Delhi residents. Released by CM Arvind Kejriwal, the manifesto also promises creation of 2 lakh government jobs, filling of 2 lakh vacancies in government, setting up of a Delhi Public Service Commission, a house for every family at affordable installments, and 33% reservation for women in police. It also promises introducing 100% electric buses in the city. Significantly, it has also promised affordable metro fares.